Hi, this is Victoria Worsley, and this is the third in a series of three little explorations on the theme of dynamic posture, designed for actors, drawn from the Feldenkrais method. We've been looking at a couple of ways so far that we can allow our way of standing to emerge more out of moving in different directions. If we are thinking of standing as somewhere that allows us to go in any direction at any moment, then that's a kind of middle or a ready place that can emerge out of the ability to find all those directions well, rather than deciding what it should be and trying to achieve it. We've just done a couple of little games around that. In the pendulum, we treated ourselves as one long stick. But actually, we have a very complex structure, of course, with many parts that move in relation to each other. And so this lesson coming is a little more complex. And over time, I'm going to record others, I hope, that will go into more of this kind of detail as well. Hopefully, you did the two previous games. So give yourself a moment to find a place on the floor and just feel how you're standing right now, today. Do you feel ready to move in any direction? What would you change in your standing if you knew I was about to ask you to move? How well do you feel you support yourself right now, from the ground up, through your feet, your knees, your back, how you carry your head? Is it a little different on one side or the other? Shift your weight a little over one leg and then the other. Leave your feet where they are, just shift your weight. Slowly, gently. And notice if it feels like you do support yourself differently over one leg or the other. Sometimes you can even feel a little bit like you're going uphill and on one leg and downhill on the other, or there's some kind of different quality to it. Just go to one side a few times. So when you go to this side, what does your pelvis do? How far does it move to the side for you to be just on that leg? Come and go a few times, slowly, gradually, so you can listen carefully. Maybe your hip turns a little forwards on that side, or a little backwards, or perhaps it just goes straight across. Maybe it's difficult to tell. It might be that that hip bone tips up a little bit towards your armpit or drops down a little towards the floor, or neither of those things. Or maybe it's doing something, but it's kind of difficult to be clear about what it is. But at least you can start to connect with this very important big structure. And maybe you'll notice if something is different about how your pelvis moves at the end. Once you've got some sense, some feeling, some flavor of how that is, compare it to the other side. When you shift your weight to the other side, does it feel like your pelvis does something different to move over that leg? Maybe it has to shift further out or less far, or it swings or turns or tips in some way that the other side didn't, or maybe it does less of those things. Shift your weight from one side to the other again, alternate. And notice what you do with your head. Does it move sideways through space like it did when we did the pendulum game? Or does it stay more or less over the base that your feet provide? Does it do something a little different on one side to the other? Can you, for a moment, just let your head swing like we did in the pendulum game with your whole spine long? And then see if you could do the opposite. Find a way to keep your head more or less over the base that your feet provide. What has to change anywhere between your head and your feet for you to be able to do that? Don't worry if that's not clear. Just see if you can get a sense of something changing, having to change in the spine or somewhere, for you to be able to keep your head more or less over your feet. Of course, your head might tip, it might do other things, but it doesn't swing sideways in the same way, if you can. Okay, leave that. And now try looking up towards the ceiling and then down to look at your belly. How do you do this? Is it just your eyes and your head and your neck that do something? You could limit it, couldn't you, to just your neck moving so that your head tips and your eyes can look up and down. You could even limit it just to your eyes. But if you were going to allow more of you to join in, what could change maybe in the shape of your back or your front to allow your neck to do a little bit less? It may be that something changes where the weight is on your feet as well. Have a little play. We could continue looking at all this in standing, but it's actually easier to play with this in sitting. So come and sit on a chair. I mentioned a chair in the notes. I don't know if you saw it. So if you need time to go and find one, pause the recording. It needs to be a simple flat chair without too much padding and a good height for you. If there's too much softness or the seat is very shaped, it might be difficult to move your pelvis in the ways I'm going to suggest. Once you're sitting on your chair, notice if your knees are much lower than your hips. And if they are, if you're a small person or you've like me, or you've got a tall chair, you might need to put something under your feet, find some books or something like that. Once you've got yourself sorted out, how is your sitting? Move yourself a little bit forward so you can't lean on the back of the chair, and then feel how it is. How do you support yourself? How comfortable is this? Could you be here for a long time? Are there any places that feel like they're working particularly hard to hold you up? What's the shape of your back? Do you find yourself rounding backwards or pushing yourself a little forwards, somewhere in between? What are you doing with your head? Where's your eye line? Did you just change something when I said that? Where have you got your feet? Does it make a difference if you move them forward a bit in front of your knees or move them back a bit behind your knees or somewhere under your knees? Does that change how you're sitting? Is there somewhere to have them that gives you better support? And what about the width between your feet and your knees? Is it easier if they're very close together or very wide apart or somewhere in between? Now try and feel where you are on your sit bones. Okay, your sit bones are part of your pelvis. They're those little rockers that you actually sit on. If you stick your hands underneath you, you can find them. They actually may be closer to your center, to your midline, than you imagine. Once you've touched them a bit and then you take your hands away, you may feel that they're a little clearer on the chair. And notice, are you sitting on the back of those? Or are you on the front of them or somewhere in the middle in between those extremes? Can you tell? Try rolling back behind them and then forward in front of them. Very slowly, gently, without pushing. So you can get that feel of the range that's possible there for you. What happens to the rest of you? You could do it like the pendulum we just did, so that your whole back stays in one line and your head swings forward and backward through space. And notice, where's all the movement happening when you do it like that? You feel it really has to happen in the hip joints, doesn't it? Because you can't bend in your back or your chest or your neck or anywhere. That's the rule with the pendulum. So now, what if your head doesn't move through space like that? How do you roll your pelvis forward and back, but keep your head more or less over the base that your pelvis now provides, rather than swinging your head forward over your knees or backward behind your pelvis? Maybe it does something else instead, your head. Does your eye line change? You can let that happen. Go slowly, gently, exploring many times. Can you notice what your spine is doing to accommodate this, your back? You can't just stay straight anymore. Not if your head is going to stay over your pelvis. How does it have to change shape? Can you feel some kind of bending in one direction and arching in the other direction? As if your back gets longer and rounder in one direction, and then your front gets longer in another direction? A bit like you're making a gentle C shape in one direction and then the other, with your pelvis and your head at the two ends. What happens to your belly? When does it roll out a little towards your legs if you let it, or roll in away from them? You don't have to try and make this happen by pushing or working, but just notice what could happen there if you don't keep your belly fixed or pull it in all the time. And how about your chest? Does that stay in a fixed place, or can that fold and open up? You know, we all have some places that are really happy to adjust to a movement more than other places. So don't feel you need to push things that aren't moving as much as you would like. It may be that you don't even feel that they're not moving, interestingly. So first of all, just listen carefully. And then do less, if anything. Make the movement a little smaller, a little gentler, a little slower. And see if you can find how more places can play their part so that your whole back and your whole front can change shape from the tailbone to the top of your head, rather than just letting the familiar places do the whole job or even pushing them to do more. Take a rest for a moment. Come back to sitting on the front of your chair, and let's see if we can make some of this a bit clearer. Put your palms together as if in prayer or thanks, and place the fingertips on your chin somewhere, the bottom of your chin, and then the base of your two thumbs on your chest. So it makes like a bridge between your head and your chest. Don't change where your head is to do this. Don't distort it. Just place your hands. And now, like this, could you once again roll forward on your pelvis and roll back on your pelvis? But this time, as you roll back on the pelvis, look down. And then as you roll forward on your pelvis, look up. Now, obviously, you can't change much the shape of your neck here. You can't do it all in your neck. Something has to change in the shape of your chest. That is, if you keep that bridge always of your hands so that your head doesn't lose your fingertips and your chest doesn't lose the base of your thumbs. Listen to how your chest and your whole back can change shape, and then your whole front. And now let your hands down and see, can you find this rolling movement and see how it moves through your whole back, your chest, your head, without your hands in that place? Have a little pause for a minute. You know, you can always just stop for a moment, pause the recording, and go for a little walk about, see how you feel, or sit back in your chair. Okay, so go back to sitting and rolling your pelvis a little backwards and a little forwards like that, letting your whole spine respond and your head on the end. Let your eye line change. And at some point, just stop in one place or another along this trajectory and see how it feels to be in this place. Who are you in this place? How do you feel about the space around you? What might contact with another person feel like from this place? As actors, we need to find a whole variety of ways to be in the best way possible. Because we're going to play a whole variety of characters, and probably not many of those characters are going to sit or stand beautifully upright. Allowing a balanced, supportive middle place to emerge can be a nice outcome of this kind of exploration that we're doing, but it can also, along the way, give us more options for where along these trajectories we might be playing as a character. And also to find ways to have roots out of being stuck in whatever we've chosen for that character when we leave the theatre or come off the set. So have a little play with that. Stop somewhere. Feel, you know, who are you? Look around. See what it's like to be here. Have a little pause. Come back to rolling your pelvis forward and backward and letting your whole spine bend and arch and your head move on the end of your spine as you have been slowly. But now gradually begin to make the movement in each direction smaller and smaller. Slowly, gradually, smaller, smaller in each direction, smaller, smaller, until finally you come to a still place. And yet somehow this is a point you could still rock around if you chose. It's not fixed. Where are you on your pelvis now? Is it different to where you started out? How is your back and your head supported from your base? Did you change where your feet are? Just a few more times, roll the pelvis forward and back and notice, when does your weight come more into your feet and when does the weight come less into your feet? Okay, leave it. Get up and feel what's changed in standing. Notice the balance between your two sides, your eye line, the length of your front, the length of your back, the openness of your front or your back, anything else that grabs your attention. And then come back to sitting. Just for a moment, roll a little bit forward and back and let some comfortable middle place emerge. And now in that place, notice if you've got more weight on your right sit bone or your left one. Tip yourself onto one sit bone more, so the other one lifts a little bit. And then go to the other side. So you rock yourself from one sit bone to the other. Slowly, gently. Notice what you do with your head. Does it stay in the middle or does it swing through space, left and right, outside the width of your pelvis? Again, let your head swing through space like the pendulum idea with your spine long like a stick. And then you can see if you can find a way to still tip on your pelvis like this from one sit bone to the other, but keep your head more over your base. So now you can't use the weight of your head to make the tipping. You're going to have to find it from somewhere else. Just a side moment, next time when you're observing people in the street, I assume as actors that you probably get drawn to doing that sometimes, just notice that some people walk with their heads swinging like this from side to side. And some people keep their heads very much over their base. As an actor, you know, you might want to have that possibility to play with either of those things. So it's not like, gosh, we need to always do one. We want that full range of variety and possibility to play different people. But for now, just see what happens when your head stays more over your base. Can you find that? And how does your spine have to respond to that? What does your head do instead when it doesn't swing through space? If you're struggling, one way to find it more easily is to put both your hands on the chair on either side of you. Push with the right hand to help yourself tip onto the left sit bone. Keep your right hand anchored there, slowly, gently, and then use the left hand to help push yourself onto the right sit bone. Can you feel what's changing in the length of your two sides, between the hip bone and the armpit, and in fact, all the way from the sit bone to your head? One side is shortening a little bit, yeah? One side is lengthening a little bit. Your chest has to be involved. Your head might tip. Do you notice that C bend again? It is in a kind of sideways C this time. Can you feel how your head moves to accommodate this this tipping even while it stays in the middle? And do you feel a change in the contact of your feet with the floor as you do this? Once you've found it by pushing a little with your hands, then see if you can find it by using the contact of your foot on that side more instead of your hand. You could try it with your hand first, and then see if you can let go of relying on your hand so you can find it more from the foot and the pelvis, the tipping of your pelvis, with the spine and the ribs just following along. Reduce the effort, make it simpler. Once you've got this, it really makes sense. But to begin with, it can be really quite a tricky movement for some people to find. So play around with it. See if you can find that contact with the ground that helps you, like push a little with the right foot to lift the right side of the pelvis and lean on the left. Feel where your head tips to the right. Push a little bit with the left foot. Let the left sit bone lift. Lean on the right. Let your head tip to the left. Once you've found it, or whatever you've managed to find today, begin to make this movement smaller and smaller and smaller to each side. Keep going gradually, slowly, making it smaller and smaller until a middle stop point simply emerges. Feel what that's like now. Just notice how you support your back and your head through both sit bones and with both your feet on the floor. And then stand up, feel how it is. How are your feet placed? How is your head supported? What's the length in your front or your back? What's your eye line? See what it's like to look up towards the ceiling and down towards your belly. Notice if now you can feel where your front gets really long and open, and then where it starts to fold in on itself and your back gets really long. Let the middle of that emerge again, and then shift a little over onto your left leg, shift a little over onto your right leg, or the other way around, whatever you like. And notice how this is now. Does your pelvis travel a little differently over one leg and the other in comparison to the beginning? Does your head stay more over your feet or does it swing through space? What choice do you spontaneously make now? Come to a stop once again and notice, is this a place that you could move in any direction from? Is it different again to the last two little games? Have another little play with that game of stepping forward and backward, to the side, jumping. See if you had to change your stance again to make that a possibility, or if you were really ready to go with less of a preliminary reorganization. It's something you can keep coming back to and keep playing with. And then go for a little walk. See how it is.